Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
First-round pick Malachi Starks met with the media during Ravens rookie camp in Owings Mills.
How exciting is it to be on the field? And John Harbaugh told us you even broke down the huddle. Just kind of what is that? What was that like for you today?
Yeah, it's just a great opportunity to be here, organization like this. And we got a really good group of guys here. So just be able to go out there today, get in the field, move around, communicate, just kind of get a little taste of what it's going to be like. I think it was good for everybody.
Expect to break down the team?
No, he threw me off with it. But it was an honor, you know, and I don't take it lightly. I'm happy I got to do it, and hopefully I can do it again.
Malachi, you always talk about your football IQ and how impressed they were in the interviews and whatnot. Take us through, like, what would be some advice you'd give another player to come along next year in terms of picking up the playbook or how you go about that?
Yeah, I'd say just really dive into it. You move so much faster in the game of football when you know what people around you are doing. So just being able to kind of pick up on what your other safety is doing, and then your corner, and then your nickel, and then the linebackers. And then when you get to the front, you know you're fit. And then at that point, you know defense, so now you're just playing with the offense. Okay, what's the offense giving me? They're going to give me this. How can I beat that? You know, so at a certain point, you just get to where you're playing defense, but you're playing with the offense while you're playing defense.
Okay, can you share a little bit about what your message was breaking down the huddle?
Yeah, like I said earlier, it was a really good day. Guys had really good energy. Everybody was on time to meetings. I told them just to be on time again and come out tomorrow with the same energy and just keep having fun. You know, we're all here chasing our dreams, so we're all supporting each other and just, you know, keep it going.
John, asking you've been through a couple of practices, have you seen the difference between the John Harbaugh maybe that you were meeting during draft season and maybe now in practice mode, John?
He's the same guy day in and day out. He really is. And just like his energy when he's out there and just like what he brings to practice and to the team. I mean, like, it's crazy. Like, he walks out there and he starts talking and it's like everybody's just, boom, let's go to work. So it's a huge blessing to have him as a coach.
John, having you break down the team, and the team that's mentioned up here too, it's kind of like with the first round pick, there's a lot expected of you. To be that kind of leader, was that a reminder to you of kind of what they're going to expect from you going forward, despite the fact you just got it?
Yeah, but I already knew it. Just kind of coming in, we had talked about it. Just, you know, being that leader, keep being myself who I was when I came from the University of Georgia. So just being able to continue to be myself and really dive into being a pro and bring guys along with me as well, I think it's huge for me.
Okay, when did your leadership kind of qualities first take root? Like, has that always been there, or how did you develop yourself?
I think it's always been there, but I think when I got to University of Georgia, I just followed the right people. The leaders that were there before me, like, I watched them and I saw what they did, and then I figured out how I wanted to lead myself. And I feel like you should always lead by example, so that's what I do. But, like, I've learned different styles and techniques that people use, and I kind of pick it up and put it into my own leadership. So just being able to watch people the right way and the right guys has helped me a lot. Nolan Smith, Chris Smith, Dan Jackson, who's in this process with me. A lot of guys like that just really helped me out.
Now, guy, coming from a successful program in Georgia and now being drafted to another successful franchise, what does it mean to you to be able to play for a perennial playoff team in the Ravens?
Yeah, I love winning. So I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited to learn. I'm excited for the vets to get back. And, you know, even the guys I'm here with now, just learning from everybody and just really diving into the whole process. No, you go ahead.
I was going to ask, you know, Kyle and Ardarius, what do you hope that you can learn from them this offseason?
Yeah, I just want to be a sponge. Like, they know so much football. And, like, watching tape, you see it. They just move so fluently. Like I had talked about earlier, like, they're on a different level of, like, knowing knowledge of football, and I want to get there. So just being able to, you know, be a sponge and listen and, you know, really just dive into it with those guys and everybody in the room too as well. I'm excited.
Have you had a chance to talk to Hamilton or Marlon Humphrey, any of those guys yet? I know it hasn't been that long.
Yeah. I had reached out to Kyle and texted him. He had texted me back, and then I texted Roquan as well. So I've got the chance to talk to a few guys.
All good? All right. Thank you, Malachi.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.